So like we're all living one great Groundhog Day right now, but you're just living a real Groundhog Day because the only cookie you make.
Every one of them is a little different. I mean, these ones were different because I ran out of vanilla extract. So it gave me the chance to use vanilla bean paste instead.
Ooh, that's basically a vanilla bean just smushed up. I've never used that. So you must use a lot less? You must.
Well, I've been influenced to go kind of heavy on the vanilla in general in my cookies.
Holy.
Yeah. So if a recipe calls for like a teaspoon of vanilla, I might go like do a tablespoon instead.
What? Oh, of extract.
Of extract, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, so here I did a tablespoon of vanilla bean paste.
You used a tablespoon of vanilla bean paste in your cookie?
Yes.
Are you a monster?
It was so good.
Are you a millionaire? What is happening?
Well, I don't actually know. The vanilla bean paste was a present, so I actually don't know.
It's very expensive.
Is it? Okay.
That was like putting gold in there.
Well, this vanilla bean paste is like super powered vanilla flavor and is really good.
That's because it's very concentrated and expensive.
Also, I ran out of light brown sugar, so I used dark brown sugar
instead. Ooh, my preferred brown of sugar is dark brown. Were your cookies better than ever?
According to Lindsay, she said this was her favorite batch so far.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Could you please tell me you could tell there was a lot of vanilla in them when you ate them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I also used the Stella Parks trick of mixing different types of dark chocolate, like different brands with different levels of cacao. So with all of that, every single bite is a little different. There's a little sea salt on top and it was great.
Okay, well, now I'm annoyed that you didn't send me any. Okay, this can go both ways.